Yeah, you know, the Rams were my team growing up. That's who I grew up watching. You know, the greatest show on turf, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Kurt Warner, and, you know, it's kind of sad seeing them leave the home state. I think the guys last year, that first round picks like Todd Gurley, they set a good the standard for the younger generation coming up, and I think we're gonna bring it back.
Who's gonna run the fastest 40 of the Ohio State guys here? Can you beat them all?
That's a tough one. I don't know who's gonna run the fastest 40. I'd have to say I'd probably have to go with Braxton. I think the thing that sets me apart is just my versatility. I'm a guy that he can play three downs. You don't have to take me off the field. You know, I value blocking more than anything. I obviously love to run the ball. I think I have great hands off the backfield. You know, Marshall Faulk was my guy growing up, and that's who I always emulated my game after. And he's been a mentor to me. We have the same agent, and, you know, he's been a big help to me in this process.
What has he helped you?
You know, just kind of staying on pace. You know, he helped me get on the board and get ready for these interviews.
Taylor talked about your blocking. Just, you know, when did you first kind of take that on with
You know, when I first started playing football, I actually was a fullback. So that was my first job. My first job was to block. But when I first got to Ohio State, I realized that I wasn't going to be the biggest, the fastest guy. I was only 17 playing with a bunch of 22, 21-year-old guys. So I was trying to find something that would set me apart. And that thing I realized was just effort. Not everyone's willing to go out there and play with a lot of effort. And blocking is another thing that running backs aren't really willing to do. And so that's a part of my game I really – made it important to me to become very good at. You know, that definitely was probably my biggest challenge going into college, just kind of learning the blitz pickup. You know, in high school, all you do is slide protections, but once you get to college, you got these different man protections. When you have to read the safeties when you're going to get pressure and stuff. So, I mean, that was tough, but I think after freshman year getting all those reps, I think I mastered it pretty good by my sophomore season. Well, I was seven, and, you know, when you're seven, you run a wishbone. So fullback is a fullback, but he's not really the true eye fullback. But, you know, I was one of the bigger guys that could run, so he played me at fullback. That was just my first year of football. After that, I got moved to halfback. I think I'm a guy that's gonna come in and work hard from day one, and I think I'm a guy that brings a lot of versatility to the position. I'm a guy that could play on all three downs, and I think I excel in all areas of the game. What's the question?
You think you guys are the top two guys?
I'm not sure. I really haven't studied any other running backs. Huh? Yeah, I did. Stan Drayton, you know, that's my guy. He was hard on me since I got on campus, and he's really the biggest reason I think why I'm here today, why I'm the back I am today. He made sure when I learned this position that I learned it thoroughly. I learned not just what I do, but what the guys around me do, and that made me understand the game so much better. He taught me how to anticipate instead of playing just off of reaction, off of instinct, and that just made me play faster and made me to a great player. You know, if I went to Chicago and played for San Drayton, I just know that he'd be a guy that would stay on my case. I know that he would never let me get content. He'd always push me, and that's what he was for me at Ohio State. And it'd be nice to reunite with him. I am going to run the 40.
Do you have a target if you're a track guy? Do you have a target
in
time that you want to
achieve? 4-4, 4-5 area. I don't think NFL's open to crop tops, so.
You face a lot of
I think it did. I think it's proof to our training from Ohio State, and I think that, you know, when you go to a place like Ohio State with all that competition, it prepares you for the next level.
Played for Gus Frerotte at John Burroughs in St. Louis. How did that help you make the better player?
You know, Coach Frerotte, he was a great coach for me in high school, and that's kind of in high school is where I kind of developed my pass-catching skills. You know, he was a brilliant mastermind as an offensive coordinator and head coach, and he used me in a lot of ways to get me in the open space and get the ball. And so in high school is where I kind of developed my receiving skills. You know, he used me a lot in the slot. He used me a lot as a wideout receiver.
What do you think about these experts that say you don't need to take a running back in the first round if you can find a running back in?
You know, I just kind of focus on what I can control. That's something I don't really focus on. I just focus on what I can control. All I control is how I go out tomorrow and compete. I tell them that I've grown up a lot since then, and that was a great learning moment for me. You know, I was emotional, but, you know, I think what teams want is a competitor, and that's what I am, and that's where it all came from. So, honestly, once again, that's something I can't really control. All I'm going to do is go out tomorrow, compete, and give teams a reason to pick me.
If a team asks you to draw your favorite run play, what would it be?
My favorite run play probably from last year would be just an A-gap power.
What does that say about your running style?
I think it shows my physicality and how much I like to get in between tackles and pound the ball. You know, we'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you.